What did you do after 1983?
Well, I became an associate specialist, which is a consultant grade, which suited me fine because it was a permanent appointment and I was able to do it part-time. I did get treated as a consultant in many ways, really, but that didn't matter. We went on and did a few different things in the clinic in the Royal Infirmary. We started in 1983. We started what we called the NIDIM clinic, that stood for non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. But that's now type 2 diabetes. And we had in our education room, we got all the patients who had been recently diagnosed to come along, and the doctor gave a talk with slides about diabetes, and the nurse gave a chat about monitoring, the chiropodist gave a chat, and the dietitian gave a chat, and that I think was quite a useful thing. The other thing we did, which was very interesting, was we started a liaison with an excellent liaison psychiatrist. I had become at that time very interested in eating disorders because we had a series of young ladies with anorexia nervosa. And although the numbers with severe anorexia were rather small, I realized that from talking to them that reducing insulin to lose weight was quite a common thing in young women, and that young women were terrified of putting on weight. There were quite a few things about diabetes which really made them rather more prone to eating disorders. And at that stage, I got involved with a liaison psychiatrist who already knew quite a lot about eating disorders in other people. And we did a few studies, which we published. But we had meetings every 2 weeks at lunchtime, Friday lunchtime. We had a meeting with him. And that was a very useful meeting because the junior members, any of the doctors or nurses in the department, would present cases to him of a variety of problems. These included people with psychiatric illness, but most of them were people with problems in relation to the diabetes. And he decided on a few that he would take on and treat. He advised us how to treat many of the others. The few he said that we were better not to try and do anything with at all, we might make them worse. But that was very useful in learning from him how to manage some difficult patients. And it was good for me. I was already quite interested in psychiatry and had a few depressed patients, and it was just good to have him hold my hand a bit and say, yes, you know, you're treating them the right way. So in many ways, as he always pointed out to us, we were in a better position to do it than he was because we knew the patients and they trusted us. And many patients don't like going to psychiatrists. But his input was really very important. He also came along to what we then started, which was the adolescent clinic. Had a meeting, an adolescent clinic in the evening, where we had an educational program, and then we had general discussion, then we saw the patients individually. That really was very successful at the time, and he was involved in that. The other thing I got involved with was training the ambulance staff to recognize and treat hypoglycemia. Had been quite a lot of admissions to the hospital, which could have been avoided. I'd already been taught by Dr. Duncan many, many years ago to use glucagon, and most of our patients' relatives did have glucagon, which I think is still one of the most underused, useful drugs there is. And we arranged that the ambulance staff would be able to do blood sugar levels, and they would then treat with Lucozade if possible. Patient couldn't take the Lucozade, they would give glucagon, and we were able to reduce the number of admissions to accident and emergency enormously by doing that. It was a bit of a political issue trying to get the ambulance authorities to agree to everything, but it worked very well.